pushing the stage of the season just to get as deep into the games as possible and try to take a little off the pen. Want to have clean innings, want to be efficient. I felt like we made some good pitches and I put a lot of those base runners on base. So of course, you can make a good pitch and give up a bloop, but it doesn't matter. You put a guy on base. So it's still something to feel good about, just making pitches with guys on base, however they got there.
How about just that your change there, that third inning you're in trouble and you just say, okay, I'm going to change up and breaking balls, and then those two next two innings, and then also the sixth inning to be able to go right back to that fastball and have success. How encouraging is that?
Yeah, it's something we've talked about. Baldy, Murph and I, Cranny, it's just feeling comfortable throwing whatever the situation calls for, regardless of anything else. So I think that given, where I was and where I am still, just not having this consistent stuff the way we'd ideally have it, developing the confidence on both sides, the catcher and me as well, being able to go to what a situation calls for is important. And we got these outings and, this part of the season, obviously it's not where we wanted to be, but we've got this situation to try to work on this thing regardless of the outcome. So obviously still trying to compete and get outs. But I think to do that, you've got to grow and you've got to find ways to get better. And then, my thought process is if I can learn some things and find ways to grow based on where I'm at in the short term, and then, go into the off season and try to put some things back together and really hone in on some more central skills, then I'll be in an even better spot next year.
That's what I was going to ask. Can this be beneficial for you next year? If next year you're throwing as hard as ever, or
yeah,
whatever.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that should be the focus all the time. I think even if we were, leading the division, heading to postseason right now, I think we've the motivation and kind of the application of that process. That process would look different, but you gotta get better. So, from start to start over a month, going into October, going into the off season. I mean, there's just in this, at the level this game's played, there's no time to waste. In finding ways to improve, because the rest of the competition is gonna keep elevating around you all the time. So sometimes that can be difficult to manage in season. Sometimes it feels like you're taking one step back and take several steps forward. But I think that's necessary, and you've got to, like I said, depending on where you are and what kind of risks you can afford. You just got to be honest with how that process is going to look.
You and Cranny seem to be talking after that first inning, maybe making changes, kind of animated. Is that something that, you make an adjustment, you want to know about mechanics, or you don't want to know about mechanics, or how does that all work for you?
Yeah, I honestly don't remember what we were talking about after the first, but I think we both felt like I was making good pitches and stuff was fine, and it was just a matter of just being consistent in the intention of every pitch, and just didn't quite have the release point in the first. I think for him it's just you come in, you're in the bullpen and you see what you've got, and sometimes it means nothing, sometimes it will tell you everything. And that transition from the stretch to the windup and the bullpen to the warming up on the game mound to the first inning, I mean, a lot happens. So that first inning's big, and kind of really understanding where you're at. And he's really good about, especially with me, and just having seen me pitch, I mean, those changes and being able to try to steer the ship where it needs to go based on what he sees.
How do you feel about how the late life has improved here the last few starts?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely wasn't great last start. That's to be expected. I think that, like I said, it's you have to be willing to regress to move forward. I mean, it sounds silly, but that's how growth occurs. I mean, there's nothing that you can do in life or in baseball that feels fantastic the first time you do it, the second time you do it. I mean, it truly takes, you know, some strain to grow. So I think what's difficult is when you're going out and trying to win games and make pitches, get outs, you know, to kind of weather through that and be willing to accept whatever happens in pursuit of long-term growth and improvement. So to see kind of an average increase today is really encouraging, and especially when the numbers are kind of lining up with what I'm seeing and what I'm feeling, that's really cool. So that tells me that I'm starting to own some of the improvements, and you know, obviously I'm not sure how many starts I'll have left, but try to cement some of these things and take it in the offseason.
Spencer, obviously Kegel Horton's a really special talent, but can I just ask you why should Drake Baldwin be rookie of the year?
Well, yeah, Cade Horton, very impressive pitcher. Obviously seen him twice in a week now, so you know, to kind of do it a couple different ways, just the command. I mean, I've been watching him too, just as he's going through the season. He's a really impressive guy, commands the zone super well. But Drake, you know, I think just, you know, I don't want to speak for him, but it didn't feel like coming into spring that anybody was really that sure that he was going to make the team. I don't know that it was something anybody was really thinking about at the beginning of spring, and then to get the opportunity and kind of be thrown into you know, a really tough start to the season and a lot of responsibility right away, you know, the way things were going, obviously the injuries to the pitching staff. I mean, I know we think about rookie of the year, it's a lot of offensive stats or is for, you know, pitcher stats, but defensively, the catcher position, obviously how integral it is to the team. You know, how, to me, what he's done on that side of the ball as a rookie, just the way this season's going, I think it's something that you can't find anywhere else in the league from a guy in the first year. So, obviously, the offense speaks for itself. But, you know, quantifying that aspect of it, I think that's what, for me, puts him over the edge for anybody else.
Thanks, Spencer.